it's kept to its core brief, which is to show the best Indigenous film. So in that way, it hasn't changed. But I think that the films have got better and better, actually. So, you know, last year we had Samson and Delilah as our premiere film. And, you know, that won the Camera d'Or at Cannes Film Festival last year. So, you know, it's pretty much the greatest honour a first feature director can get. So we showed that film, for instance, and that just shows you the level of the filmmaking that is now happening in Australia and around the world in terms of Indigenous filmmakers.
Have the themes changed over the 11 years of the festival?
I think broadly in the whole industry we've seen a change. I mean, I think at the beginning, in terms of Indigenous filmmaking, there was a lot of pressure to just produce positive stories as a reaction to all of the negative press that we had gotten over the years and years and years, you know, of being put in the media as drunks and useless and, you know, primitive. So, you know, a lot of the filmmaking in the 80s and 90s was about positive stories about Indigenous people achieving things and getting jobs and being successful. And I think now we're seeing films that are taking more of a critical eye at our own communities. Certainly we're seeing more drama. You know, previously a lot of it was factual sort of content, either news, current affairs, or cultural maintenance programs. We've seen a big shift in the last 10 years towards drama.
Just briefly, give me a quick idea of the range of films that are going to be shown in this festival.
A lot of documentary this year, which is terrific because I think that documentaries, perhaps even more than drama, really give audiences an opportunity to stand in the shoes of another person.